Today we'd like to see the title of a victorious messianic and help petition psalms. To a non-worthy soul through MP3 or YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three exposition questions. Number one, in chapter 68, verse 18, you have ascended on high, you have led captive. You have received the gifts among men, even from the rebellious, that the Lord God might dwell there. What does it mean in the context, and how can you apply it to our lives? Question 2, in chapter 69, verse 9, because zeal for your house has eaten me up, and the reproaches of those who reproach you have fallen on me. Explain what it does mean with the verses cited in the New Testament, and how can you apply it to our life? In chapter 70, verse 5, but I am poor and needy. Make haste to me, O God. You are my help and my delivery, O Lord, do not delay. Explain it with the previous verse 4, and what can we learn from here? In the Psalms 69 through 70, David composed the victorious Psalm 68, Messianic Psalm 69, and Psalm 70 for help. Here is the map, Hermon Mountain, very high stair. We visit there. Then Bashan today in Syria area is the Sea of Galilee right hand side, northeast side. And the Shechem is there, is close there is another, you know, mount there is in the context that we see there. Here, chapter 68, the chief musicians, a psalm and song of David. Verses 1 to 4. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered, let those also who hate him flee before him. As the smoke is driven away, so drive them away, as wax melts before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad, let them rejoice before God. Yes, let them rejoice exceedingly. Sing to God, sing praises to his name. Extol meaning praise joyfully him who rises on the clouds by his name, Yahweh, short word, and rejoice before him. The Ark of the Covenant was considered as the presence of God. It's like, number one, Moses saying the many thousands of Israel following the Ark, and his animals scattered. And number two, David's joyfully bringing up the Ark of the Covenant from Obed-Edom's house to Jerusalem with all the house of Israel was shouting, and with the sounds of a trumpet. It seemed many times in history that God allowed evil to triumph in his long suffering, but ultimately triumph of God in his time. Cross reference right here. Then is so nota, Yah, meaning the short word, the God's name Yahweh. Verse 5, a father of the fatherless, a defender of widows, is God in his holy habitation. The God of the humble, the God of the poor, the God of the alien, the God of widow, the God of the least, the God of the oppressed, not the God of the proud. Verse 6, God said to the solitary, solitary in families. He brings out those who are bound into prosperity, but the rebellious dwell in dry land. O God, when you went out before your people, when you marched through the wilderness of Selah, verse 8, the earth shook, the heavens also dropped the rain at the presence of God. Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, the God of Israel. Mount Sinai was a reminder of God's meeting Moses for Exodus from Egypt bondage. And number two, God's given conditional promises and the Ten Commandments through thunderings and lightnings and a thick cloud of a quake Mount Sinai. All cross-reference right here. Verse 9, you, O God, sent a plentiful rain, whereby you confirmed your inheritance when it was weary or tired. Your congregation dwelt in it. You, O God, provided from your goodness for the poor. The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those who proclaimed it. Kings of armies flee, they flee, and see who remains at home, divides the spoil. So basically, the conquered, you know, enemy kings then divide spoil. Through you lie down, smoke the sheepfolds. You will be like the wings of a dove covered with silver, and her feathers with yellow gold. When the Almighty scattered the kings in it, it was white as snow in Jarmon. See the above map for Sarmon or Jarmon, near to Shechem. So this is Jarmon or Sarmon. So Mount is there. A mountain of God is a mountain of Bashan, a mountain of many peaks in the mountain of Bashan. That's true, a lot of peaks. Why do you fume with the envy, you mountains of many peaks? This is a mountain which God desired to dwell in. Yes, the Lord will dwell in it forever. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of thousands. King James said, thousands of thousands angels. The Lord is among them as in Sinai, in the holy place. Even thousands, thousand angels, or millions of angels, as John states, 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands, thousands, compared with the mountain Bashan. God chose mountain Zion near to the side of the ark in the most holy place in the temple of God, the chosen place of God among his people, as David wrote poetry of the envy of the mountain Bashan. You have ascended on high, you have led captivity captive. You have received the gifts among men, even from the rebellious, that the Lord God might dwell there. 18. God anointed Jesus the Messiah to proclaim liberty to the captives, the believers who was dead before seeing the first coming Messiah in Abraham's bosom in Hades. While Jesus was dead for 3 days, 3 nights, Jesus proclaimed the gospel of Jesus, the Messiah, to the dead in Abraham's bosom of Hades. And upon his resurrection, Jesus brought them up into the holy city in heaven. The ascended Christ had given the Holy Spirit and the various gifts of the Spirit to the saints in order to equip the saints for the work of a ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. So that cross reference right there. Then is verse 19. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loads us with benefit, the God of our salvation, Selah. Our God is the God of salvation, and to God the Lord alone escapes from death. But God will wound the head of his enemies. So God is wounded the Satan head too, so originally. The hairy scarf of the one who still goes on in his trespasses. The Lord said, I will bring back from Bashan. I will bring them back from the depths of the sea, that your foot may crush them in blood, and the tongues of your dogs may have their portion from your enemies. They have seen your process, O God, the process of my God, into the sanctuary. Israelites saw David bringing the ark into the sanctuary in the temple of God, the process. They would gather in Jerusalem for the feast day three times per year to worship God in the temple of God. The Feast of Unleavened Bread, followed by Passover, the Feast of Weeks, or Pentecost, or the First Fruit of Wheats, not barley, Wheats, and the Feast of Tabernacles, or Sukkah. That cross-reference right there. 25, the singers went before to praise on the instrument followed after. Among them were the Midians playing timbrel. Bless God in congregation, the Lord from fountain of Israel. There is a little Benjamin, their lead. Benjamin, first leader, Saul, you know, king, the leader, prince of Judah and their company. Judah is David, take over. Their company, Princess Zebulun and Princess Naphtali. Your God has commanded your strength. Strengthen, O God, what you have done for us because of your temple at Jerusalem. King will bring presents to you. The book of the beast of the reeds, the herd of bulls with the caps of the peoples, till everyone submit himself to pieces of silver, scatter the peoples who delight in war. Envoys will come out of Egypt. Ethiopia will quickly stretch out her hands to God. Sing to God your kingdom of the earth. Sing, praise the Lord, Selah. To him who rides on the heaven of heavens, which were of old, indeed he sends out his voice, a mighty voice, ascribe strength to God. His excellence is over Israel, and his strength is in the clouds. O God, you are more awesome than your holy places. The God of Israel is he who gives strength, power to his people. Blessed be God. Our God is awesome and powerful, as the nature around us or the universe tells us so. We are praising God. Then it's 69. Sitan to the chief musician, said to the lilies, a psalm of David. Lilies, or Shoshaninim, would be the name of the chief musician or of the worship team. Psalm 69 is the second most recited in the New Testament after Psalm 22, mostly in a messianic psalm. A psalm of a prophecy about the coming Messiah. Save me, O God, for the waters have come up to my neck. I sink in deep mire, where there is no standing. I have come into deep waters, where the flood overflows me. I am weary with my crying. My throat is dry. My eyes fail while I wait for my God. David cried for help in the overwhelming circumstances. We often think that God was too late to respond to us in many overwhelming, tough circumstances. Like Jesus came into Bethany after Lazarus' death, although Martha, like us, said to Jesus, who should have come earlier. However, God's time is perfect for His good purpose, because He knows all consequences, but we don't know them. John chapter 11, 21, that's a cross reference. Then verse 4, those who hate me without cause are more than the hairs of my head. They are mighty who would destroy me, bring my enemies wrongfully. Though I have stolen nothing, I still must restore it. To hate me without cause was cited to Jesus, hated without a cause by the people in New Testament time. John chapter 15, 25. O God, you know my foolishness, and my sins are not hidden from you. Let not those who wait for you, O Lord God of hosts, be ashamed because of me. Let not those who seek you be confounded because of me, or confused, O God of Israel, because for your sake I have borne reproach. Shame has covered my face. I have become a stranger to my brothers and an alien to my mother's children. David, the youngest son of Jesse, was anointed to be a king by God through Samuel, even if Jesse and his brothers did not believe so. This verse was cited to Jesus the Messiah, as his brothers did not believe in him before his resurrection in New Testament time. Verse 9. Verse 9, because the zeal for your house has eaten me up, and the reproach of those who reproach you have fallen on me. David's zeal for God's house caused his life to prepare the things to build the temple of God during his life, even if he was not allowed by God. This verse was cited to Jesus the Messiah, who drove out the sellers of oxen, sheep, and daughters and money changers in the temple for his father's house in the New Testament time. David bore the reproaches. The second part of this verse was cited to Jesus, who did not please himself, but bore the sins of the world for salvation in New Testament time. Not for Jesus' sake, those who are reviled, persecuted, and accused falsely are blessed because the reward in heaven is great. Verse 10, when I wept and chastened my soul with fasting, that became my reproach. I also made a sackcloth my garment. I became a byword to them. Those who sit in the gate speak against me, and I am the song of drunkards. But as for me, my prayer is to you, O Lord, in the acceptable time. O God, in the multitude of your mercy, hear me in the truth of your salvation. Deliver me out of the mire of clay. Let me not sink. Let me be delivered from those who hate me, and out of deep worries. Let not the flood worry overflow me, nor let the deep swallow me up, and let not the pit shut its mouth on me. Hear me, O Lord, for your loving kindness is good. Turn to me according to the multitude of your tender mercies, and do not hide your face from your servant, for I am in trouble. Hear me speedily. Draw near to my soul, and redeem me, deliver me because of my enemies. You know my reproach, my shame, and my dishonor. My adversary are all before you. Reproach has broken my heart, and I am full of heaviness. I looked for someone to take pity, but there was none. And as a comforters, but I found none. Like Absalom and his followers against David, he composed his mind and heart in this verse. This verse was cited to Jesus the Messiah, whose soul was exceedingly sorrowful, even to death, and took Peter, James, and John to the Gethsemane and prayed to God the Father by himself, and no doubt to receive to someone to take pity, encouragement, and some strength. But they were asleep. He woke them and said, "Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." The second time more he prayed by himself. Then, verse 21, "They also gave me gall for my food, and for my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink." Gall and vinegar, this verse was assigned to Jesus, who received sour wine and gall on the cross on the four books of the gospel and said, "It's finished," and he gave up his spirit on the book of John in New Testament. Cross reference right here. Verse 22, "Let their table become a snare before them, and their well-being a trouble. Let their eyes be darkened so that they do not see, and make their loins shake continually." David prayed for his enemy's curse to get even, or for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth in the Old Testament time. This verse was cited to Jews to stumble the unbelievers against Jesus the Messiah, who were replaced with the Gentiles for salvation in New Testament time through disciple Paul. 25, "Let their dwelling place be desolate. Let no one live in their tents." David's prayer for his enemy's curse was cited to Jesus, Judas Iscariot, the betrayer of Jesus the Messiah, whose office the apostle was taken by Mattathias on the lot in the New Testament time. 26, "For they persecute the ones you have struck, and talk of the grief of those you have wounded." This verse was cited to Jesus the Messiah, whom God allowed to strike and wound, to bear our griefs and our sorrows and our sins, as we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God in New Testament. Esteem meaning we thought seriously him stricken. Cross-reference right here. 27, "And in equity to their iniquity, let them not come into your righteousness." This verse was cited to his righteousness through faith in Jesus Christ, not my own righteousness. "Let them be blotted out of the book of living and not be written with the righteous." This verse was cited to any unbelievers not found written in the book of life to be cast into lake of fire, the second death in the New Testament time. 20, "But I am poor and sorrowful. Let your salvation, O God, send me up on high. I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving." These verses were cited to mind and heart of the praise to God and giving thanks to Jesus' name, followed by the gifts to God in the New Testament time. Hebrews chapter 13, 15. 32, "The humble shall see this and be glad, and you who seek God, your hearts shall live." The humble believers before the Lord can praise God, give thanks to his name, and be glad, as Jesus the Messiah said, "First seek his kingdom and his righteousness, and then all necessity are added. Our joy in hearts last." That's our joy in hearts last. Matthew 6:33-34. "For the Lord hears the poor and does not despise his prisoners. Let heaven and earth praise him, the seeds of everything, the moves of them." God will save Zion, build the cities of Judah, that they may dwell there possessively. Also descendants of his servants shall inherit, and those who love his name shall dwell in it. Chapter 70, to the chief musician, a psalm of David, to bring to remembrance purpose. First one, make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. This psalm about David's prayer for God's quick help is a remembrance of the similar phrases to Psalm 40, 13:17. Here, cross-reference, bottom line. Let them be ashamed and confounded who seek my life. Let them be turned back and confused who desire my hurt. So basically ask, you know, cursing to enemy. Verse 3, let them be turned back because of their shame who say, aha. Aha in the syntax means to laugh at, ridicule, or mock in the reference of the other psalms right there. Let all those who seek you rejoice, be glad in you, and those who love your salvation say continually, let God be magnified. But I am poor and need. Make haste to me, O God. You are my help and my deliverer. David's prayer did not contain only the hasty help petition for himself, but also the petition for God in verse 4. So upon our prayer request for our service, we should not forget to petition for God as we give thanks to God who has done so far for us. And we worship God for who He is. We covered all three questions, continuing to keep on prayer for Calvary Chapel, and I'm here, Lord's Church. So let God, you know, lead Lord's Churches in His counsel. Always pray for joyful, thankful, safe, Paul mission, for step tour for education evangelism during the end of October, right here. So also good news. So we plan. Spread out this fiber in a different language. We visited Italy, Greek, Turkey, so in that way. So keep on praying for us in wisdom and courage. So keep on praying for each other. In Jesus' name. Amen.